I think this just is proof of the poison operating environment for journalists in Zimbabwe, that the police has even decided to extend the onslaught against journalists to the state, to our colleagues at the state media or at the state-run media. As we saw just a couple of weeks ago, the arrest of Sidin Said Obeina Maiyo in Kimeti Nyangani, it really worries us, and it's an indication that the operating environment for journalists is still poisoned.
As Mr. Zimbabwe, what are you urging the police to do?
I think there are other alternative avenues to resort to when one is aggrieved. And these alternatives include approaching the Volunteer Media Council of Zimbabwe, and whereby we urge the Zimbabwe Public Police to have taken such a route and table their concerns, their grievances, which can actually, an organization which can actually sort of assist and help. Even that a route which the police took today of convening a media conference was another route which they could have taken, and which they have fortunately taken to actually tell the nation what is the status of the situation regarding this issue of poaching in Zimbabwe. So we really felt that they could have taken this route without necessarily having journalists being guests at their police.